Just wanted to kind of connect on the game a little bit. Thought started strong in terms of building up to a 14-0 lead. Had a nice explosive play by Mooney to set it off. Big time return by Devin. I think it was almost 59 or 60 yards. And I thought there was some pressure early. From the special team standpoint, though, Bosch had a big night, big hits. That, you know, as the punter tonight, had some huge ones. So the real story of the game came down to, minus three. If we're going to be about the ball, that's a hard way to go. So no turnovers for the defense and three giveaways offensively. Hard way to go about it. We're built on finishing and starting off to a 14-0 lead, and then to get outscored by 30, the next 30 points was hard for us. Long way to go. Tough night with from protection, tough night on tackling. So good week ahead for us to see how much we can improve. And with that, I'll open it up to some questions.
Can you talk about the quick start by the offense again, second week in a row, they take it down and score?
Yeah, I think it was Colin really the one that set it off with the long play, 60-yarder, and then for those guys to go and finish and Hank to go get a nice score. I was pleased with that in terms of the way the style and the attitude that we wanted to go attack.
The line of scrimmage, you all talked about knocking people back. The run numbers didn't look good in the third quarter. I didn't check it for an update, but how'd you feel that turned out?
Yeah, no doubt. It's a continued point of emphasis for us in terms of the way we want to come off the ball. So in terms of putting the style and the attitude that we want in the run game, got a long way to go. And we're committed to do that. We know the balanced attack that we're looking for, but we've got a long way to go in that area.
Matt Ryan's been nearly perfect when he's been in the past two games. What do you think makes him so efficient?
I think right now it's that competitive fire that he has. He is always looking to how he can improve, and he's just wanting to come and attack, in all phases. He's like that in practice, his mindset of going and wanting to attack. So, yeah, he's really feeling it in terms of his familiarity with the offense, where he has the ownership of it. He certainly does.
How close was the decision to play the running backs or not play the running backs today?
It was close. We took them through the pregame to see, where we could get to them, and they're getting close, but not there yet. And we're not going to put them back out there, with the hamstring injury until they're really ready to go. So they're getting close, D-led, but not there yet.
The third game is the one a lot of teams point to as a dress rehearsal. Are you,
yep.
You going to be approaching it that way this week?
We will. We're going to do some of our mock week in terms of the game planning and the preparation that goes into it. And the most important point is we want to get our function of how our week is going to go. So it's new for some of the guys here in terms of how we'll approach the week, what happens on which day. So we're really wanting to get that process down. It's our first time going through it together as a team.
Will the starters go into the third quarter?
I think that'll be on a case-by-case basis of who needs more work, who needs less. So it won't be as a group decision. It'll be much like we've done it tonight, where some guys will go longer than others.
The defense, once you got your starters off the field, what's going on there? They just trying to come together, or that's a problem area there?
After the first unit left? Sure, yeah. Yeah, in terms of, I thought there were some tackling issues that we can really get together on. And I know for an area of emphasis for us, that's certainly something we can improve on. And so I can't wait to watch that as well and see how we can improve on that. And then the second thing, just for us to leave a game without any takeaways is hard. And it's hard for us to live by the ball and not be able to get any. But we'll see where our shots for it went, and we'll take it from there.
How did Brooks Reed play in his first action?
I thought, edge setting and the physicality he brought to it, it was great to see him out there. I know he was excited, too. For us to have him the chance to him to go and play the style that he plays, and he was wound up. He was certainly ready to go tonight. It was great to have him out there.
And the decision to rotate the quarterbacks after Matt went out, how did that?
Yeah, really, we wanted to get the competition for both the guys, and I thought Sean did a good job last week and wanted him to continue the battle with TJ and see if we could get some opportunities as it went to the half to see if, if we'd get a two-minute opportunity to do that. So we went into the game knowing that both the guys would get opportunities, with the offensive line still in the game.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
I have one more. You did get a situation you had an opportunity to go for a two-point conversion. Were you pleased with
it? Yeah, it was that. And then at the end of the game, the four-minute, we were hoping we'd get some stops. And then we just dug ourselves too big of a hole to come back. And then we had the turnover at the end. But please just get a touchdown, get the two-point, then go get some stops on defense, have a chance to go down the field to go tie it up. But like I said, dug ourselves a hole with the final turnover of the game. All right, thanks, guys.
When you were 157 and maybe come down and tie it, but got the turnover.
Yes. Yep. So I was glad for the situation that it came up and how it came from 4 minute back to a 2 minute, but wasn't able to convert on it.
Thanks. Okay.